Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? You will definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, or not registering in a party, or some other political party?
No party affiliation.
Thank you, sir. And what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
67.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
Right direction.
Thank you, sir. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say taxes, inflation, cost of things like groceries and gas, climate and the environment, local growth and development, the economy and jobs, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, K-12 education, housing and property insurance costs, access and cost of health care, abortion?
You want me to pick one out of all of that? Because there are several.
I understand. But if you have to choose the most important for you, which will be?
Economy.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidates and Republican candidates? Would you say definitely vote for a Democratic, probably vote for a Democratic candidate, definitely voting for a Republican candidate, or probably voting for a Republican candidate?
I'm sure I will vote for a Republican candidate.
Thank you so much, sir. Do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
No.
Disapprove. And would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Approve.
Okay, would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Probably strongly approve.
Thank you, sir. I will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Sienna Osta. It is favorable or unfavorable?
Well, I can probably tell you that I don't really am familiar with any of them because I spend summers up in Minnesota, so I don't get the local news from Florida at all until I'm down there.
Okay.
So most of them you can just put that.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris. It is favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you, ma'am. And the next one is Mike Caruso.
Mike Caruso? I don't know who he is.
Okay.
Is that what you said, Mike
Thank
Caruso?
You, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know him.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump?
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. Lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Sienna Osta, the Democratic, or Michael Russo, the Republican?
Oh, I see. Well, like I said, I'm not familiar with them, but I'll probably vote okay. Republican.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Now, just a few short questions for demographic purposes only, and we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Trump.
Thank you, sir. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republican, usually vote Republican or always vote Republican?
I probably usually vote for Republican. I'm there telling my wife I voted for Obama his first time. So
understand.
I just want what's best. So mostly Republican, but I did vote for Obama.
I understand, sir. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you, sir. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College. A college degree.
Thank you so much, sir. And what is your religion?
Well, I was born Catholic, but I don't practice any religion.
Okay.
Actually, I raised Catholic, yeah. But I don't go to church or anything like that.
I understand. Well, thank you so much, sir, for your participation. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with your questions, okay? Thank you so much for your time.
Day.
Have a good day. Take care, sir.